Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Hanson is a North Carolina Tar Heel analyst, colleague of mine over at Field of 68. He's out there in Phoenix for the Final Four. He joins us now. Big Dog, what's the word?
Look, man, the Key Glock intro. Listen, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
We had to do that for a Memphian. You know what I mean?
Love that. I appreciate that.
So a lot of people don't know. I told this on the story the very next day. We worked together one of the first times this year, and you revealed that you were you spent some time here in Memphis. Were you born here? Like what was your connection to Memphis? I want to make sure I have it right.
So I wasn't born in Memphis. I was born in Greensboro, but I mean, essentially, I stayed in Memphis, Tennessee, till I was in fifth grade. So, you know, I played AAU for the Second Presbyterian Blackhawks. Like, I, you know, pretty much kind of started my basketball journey there. And I really believe just how competitive it was and the nature of basketball in the city is kind of what instilled kind of the competitiveness into me to kind of lead me to where I'm at.
So how come it took until your basketball playing days were over sort of for Memphis to kind of get that recognition from you? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's one of those things where if you know, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like a big kind of deal, but you know, a lot of guys that, you know, guys like Darren Bates who played in the NFL, that was my teammate at like 9 and under.
Dang.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. So he always is like, man, they don't know you from Memphis, man. You got to tell them. I'm like, yeah, man. I keep them low, man. You know, they don't really know the origin story, but that's where it started.
So when you would like come back with, you know, when you were with the Bucks or whoever, like, and you were playing in Memphis, like, would you have like, did you have people here or you didn't have anybody here or what?
Yeah. So my dad's pretty much my dad's family. They're all from Mississippi, about 2 hours south. Like, I don't know if you know where Grenada, Mississippi is.
Yes.
But Grenada, Mississippi, but like 30 minutes outside of Grenada, so it's nasty out there. But they all would come up for the game, and I need 20 or 30 tickets. And the good thing about it, most people don't have family in Memphis, so it's easy to get tickets. There's never expenses. And, you know, my family pretty much, when they say, oh, I'm going to the big city, like, they talk about Memphis, so it's kind of cool.
You know, Lou Williams left, I want to say, around the 6th, John, and we claim him.
We do.
So I think you're going to have to go into the category now.
Yeah, we're claiming you.
Memphians, you know, us claiming you as Memphis NBA guy.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully someone updates the Wikipedia page because nobody knows.
It ain't even mentioned. Yeah, exactly.
I went to White Station Elementary. Like, I was in it.
See what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm saying, like,
we need to update the Wikipedia for that, sure.
If you're dropping White Station Elementary references, bro, like Memphis is in you. It's just like,
yeah.
You're official, bro.
Yeah, like
Balboa Elementary. Like I used to play the Y over there. Like, you know what I mean? I was in it.
He might be the last big we produced.
No question.
Because now it's all guards, huh?
We thought we had one in Austin, unfortunately, and he was
James Wiseman.
Who was that?
Wiseman is really, oh, yeah, it was the last couple of years, but you know, he's Nashville kind of cat.
Yeah,
you know
Nashville.
What I'm saying?
He's
didn't spend them early years like you here.
A little different.
Not you know what? Did Wiseman like play in the city or he was always in like prep schools, not in the area?
The last 2 years he was at East High with Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I guess that last year.
He's also not good, so we're not we only Damn. Claim the good ones, unfortunately. Wow. You know, we gotta keep that list short.
I'll tell you this: if I had the James Wiseman athleticism, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be here. I would be in Phoenix. I'd be probably playing against Phoenix tonight. So,
I had to let Jason know, bro. He thought you was gonna be in the Airbnb with Doster and them. I had to let him know. Like,
man, listen, man. I saw the four bunk beds on the picture. I said, let me get a hotel, dog.
He did the right thing.
Hey, that's crazy. I can't believe that.
Sketchy accommodations.
There's no doubt about that. Real quick before we get to the Final Four. Well, we're talking about, you know, where you're from, where you grow up, where you start playing. Like, how much do you think your environment can shape you, your city can shape you when it comes to becoming, you know, a basketball player? Do you think there's something to that? Is it overblown? Like, what's just your view on that?
I think it's super impactful. You know, my formative years, especially coming up, like, I remember – trying out in Memphis, and it was just so competitive. I remember playing, like, you know, just from a Memphis standpoint, like, it was us and the Bellevue War Eagles, and, like, we would just go at it, and it was just so, and this is, like, young, like, 10, 11, 12, like, you know, and I went to Texas, and Texas obviously has a lot of athletes, and I saw the difference when I moved to Tampa, Florida. My team in Texas that would have essentially would not make the playoffs almost would have won state in Florida, like, basketball-wise. You know, football is obviously a different beast.
Yeah.
So, like, it does matter. And I see kids sometimes, especially in Tampa, the basketball scene is not as popular, because what happens is if you're good in Tampa, you go to Mount Bird, you go to IMG, because it's all kind of around that area. And I think that affects you. You know, I look at a kid like Kevin Knox. He came up in Tampa. You know, he kind of blew up there and went to Kentucky, and, you know, he's kind of in and out of the league now as a young player. And I used to watch him and be like, man, he needs to get out of here, because no one's even challenged him since he's been, like, 12. You know what I'm saying? So that's not going to happen in Memphis. It did happen in Texas, and I played my last year in Tampa, but by that time I was committed and everything was over. So it definitely shapes you, and it's important, you know, especially, you know, to have competition, to not be the best player from 12 years old to 18. That matters.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel, spent some time in Memphis, my colleague over at Field of 68. He's in Phoenix for the Final Four. And we do have two semifinal games with absolutely huge spreads. I don't know if we've ever had a Final Four. I'd have to check back in the annals of history here, John, but I don't think we've ever had two Final Four games with point spreads this wide. Who of the two underdogs do you think can give the favorite a better fight?
You know, I go back and forth. I mean, I think I'm going to have to go Alabama by virtue of Connecticut just looks like a train just rolling through everybody. I think NC State could pose problems. I wonder how Purdue's going to guard Burns Jr. And if Purdue can guard Burns Jr. 101, I think they'll be fine. But if they have to scramble and double team, you know, that's why the NBA pays guys that demand double teams so much money, right? Because it's so tough to play against them. So if Burns can demand a double team, then I think NC State has a better chance. But I don't know how Purdue's going to do that. You know, I was talking to Robbie Humble the other day about how they were guarded. And he said when they have guys like that, they usually put the ED off the ball and have the four guard the five and bring Edie over as a double team, which is a crazy double team, right, with 7-4 guys. So if they can stay whole, I'm going to NC State. I'm going to NC State to kind of potentially upset, but I don't see any of those. I don't see both teams doing much. I think UConn and Purdue are destined for the finals.
I'm curious, John, just as, you know, you came up a big, highly rated, and go to the NBA and played there. Just when you look at Donovan Clingan over at UConn, who I think Gavoni has moved up to number 3 now in his in his mock draft. Are you buying all the stock in Clingan?
You know, it's a weak draft, you know, so teams are going to be scrambling for impact players and guys, you know, it's just not a strong draft. And I was actually watching some Clingan clips about how he's protecting the rim and how he's moving. I was like, you know what, that's a top 5 guy in this year's draft, you know, because – you know, right now it's 3 and D, and you're titans of the league, right? Jokic, Embiid, those type guys. You need someone to guard them, and I think Clingan can be that guy, right? So I like him as a top five pick, and I mean, the Illinois game, I think, showed us, right, like, they kept going and going. John was talking about it on the show. Like, they kept going at him and going at him, and they lost by 30, so.
How about Edie? And I'm presented with this. I heard Kenny Smith at one point during the tourney say, you know what, yeah, he can play in the NBA. About 12 minutes, 6 minutes, a half, roll guy. He'll protect the rim for you, get you some rebounds. You can put him back on the bench. Then I've seen Gavone obviously now move Edie up into the lottery. What do you see for him in terms of the NBA level? Is he going to be a roll guy? Can he, you know, or with very few minutes, or can he be more than that?
I think he could be a role guy. Like I said, I mean, the game's getting bigger, and these teams have these bigs that, you know, a big body always helps. 6 minutes a half, I mean, let me see. I averaged, I think, over my career, I was a backup big. I played, averaged, I think, 18 minutes a game, so 9 minutes a half, and I had a pretty good career. So I think he can carve out a role like that. I did start a couple years, though, so,
yeah,
you know, that kind of helped a little bit. But, I think there's a role for him, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to have to be a team that need. I think they're I like him on OKC. I mean, I know OKC's not going to get a high pick, but they just need someone behind Chet. You know, hey, look, if you got a big boy down there banging around, throw Edie in there to steal some minutes.
Yeah. Memphis got a big today, John. I don't know how much because I'll be honest. he played reserve minutes for Illinois, although he did play.
Saw that.
Yeah, like what do you make of Dane Danger as a fit for Penny and dropping down a level, right? Like, I mean, you do go from, I would rather have a guy just fundamentally for any school, I'd rather have a guy drop down from a power league than jump up to one because I think the results are much more mixed when that happens. What do you just think of Dane and his game and what he could do at Memphis?
I think it's a good fit for him because, he started in Illinois a couple years ago and then kind of got moved to the bench. And then this year he showed flashes, right? Like, he had some good games. Even in a tournament, he played really well one game. So I think Memphis is good for him to just finally be able to kind of spread his wings, man. He's a good big. And as you've seen in college basketball, like, you need a solid big to be successful. Yeah, we love guards, but if you don't have a big man, you know, if you look at the Final Four, right, like, all these teams have bigs, even Alabama. Like, they're a little different, but they got a big that can stretch you, shoot the ball. I mean, they're going to spread you out. So you need a competent big man. I think Penny's got one in danger.
You're talking about needing a big man. It's a situation I think that the Grizzlies find themselves in. Now, they're going to have a high draft pick, but obviously, you know, expecting to have Brandon Clark back healthy. You know, he's come back, Ja and all those guys back next year, but it feels like, you know, Jaren has been at his best when he's had a Steven Adams type next to him. Just whether they get that guy or not, we'll see. But what do you sort of think of the Grizzlies in terms of their potential to bounce back next season? If everything goes, you know, you've got health, you've got job making good decisions.
Yeah, you know, we forget, like, the Grizzlies are, like, number one seed in the West, like, healthy, right? Like, you know, so they have that type of potential. And I think next year when everyone gets healthy, you know, the injury bug is bitten them, but that's just part of the game. But Ja coming back, and, you know, I don't know how well Steven Adams is going to hit up with the knee per se, but that front office is pretty competent. Taylor, he was my coach with the Bucks. Like, you know, every player has a coach. So he was my coach. I watched film with it every day. You know, we worked out together every day. And so I love him as well. So I think the Grizzlies are going to be just fine. I think next year, OKC and Memphis, and for years to come, are going to be battling it out to get to the finals once this Denver juggernaut ends, because they look good.
Yeah, that's got to stop first.
Hey, you were there in Milwaukee when Greek Freak was drafted, right?
Yep.
Was it just like he comes in the gym and you just knew if he added some weight he would be something ridiculous, or did it take time to see that?
Yeah, the first day he got to the gym, I used to stay in Milwaukee all summer. I was part of my extension plan, act like I wanted to be there, and it worked. So I was in the gym, and he had came fresh off the plane, and like, hey, man, play one-on-one with him. And he couldn't get a shot off. And it wasn't because he couldn't. He just was not used to that length and athleticism. And this is like 22-year-old, fresh out of college me. Like, I was an MF-er, you know what I'm saying? So we played one-on-one, and I saw the savviness. I saw, you know, the length and athleticism. Nas, I didn't think he'd be MVP all world, but you saw flashes. And then one day in practice, which is like, I always tell people it was like the most, I think it was one of the more pivotal days of his career. To me, he probably doesn't remember it, but we had bigs and guards. And Jay Kidd's like, Giannis, go down with the bigs. He's like, Jay Kidd, I'm not a big. He's like, go down there with the big. Which, I don't care. Go down. He's like, I'm not a big. I'm a guard. Jay Kidd like took a step back and was like, all right, we'll go with the guards. And I think that helped us gain a little respect for him, man. And then when he got the ball and started doing the drills, we were like, okay, he's a guard. You know what I mean? So, you know, that was a moment I remember, like, okay, like, this kid, he could be something. His work ethic obviously is talked about a lot as well. He works harder than anybody I've ever seen while also having the best tools that anybody I've ever seen. Then you have MVP, you know?
Yeah, he's special. Hey, John, man, this was great. Enjoy the
weekend,
man.
Appreciate this, brother.
Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you guys. All right, I'll see you.
Yes, sir. He is John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel. Spent some time in Memphis, as we talked about, former Milwaukee Buck and Cleveland Cavs. So good stuff from him for sure. Interesting to hear just sort of the early days of Giannis there, because John got drafted the year before Giannis. He was a lottery pick in 2012, and I think Giannis was 2013. So he saw everything. By the time, because John was there from 2012 to 2018.
Yeah, it was a couple years. He was playing right beside him as a starter.
Yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's he saw the thing up close and personal, which is super interesting. But anyway, good stuff there from John Henson.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.